Chapter 3. This is not a forest. Jonah jumps on his toes. Let's just step inside before it eats us. Good idea, I say. Maybe then it won't gobble up any more furniture. Last time, the mirror sucked up a swivel chair and most of my parents' old law books. I guess the plus side of our parents being too busy for even teeth brushing is they haven't come down here in the last few days. They'd have a million questions, and I'd have no answers. I can't wait to see snow, Jonah exclaims, and the dwarfs, and everyone! I grab my brother's hand. Me too. Let's do it. We hold tight and walk in. At first, it feels like we're stepping into a vacuum cleaner. I close my eyes, then thump. I land on my butt and open my eyes. I expect to smell trees or ground. Last time we arrived in the middle of a forest. We are not in a forest. Where are we? All I see is white, and not as in snow white. Jonah, you okay? I'm tangled. In what? I have no idea where I am. Why do I only see white? Am I in a marshmallow? I reach out to touch the whiteness. It's furry. It's an animal. Crumbs! An animal ate me! Help! I scream. I've been eaten! I try to push myself to safety. I end up petting it. Aw, so soft. It doesn't move. I push the furry thing off me and stand up. The fur is on a coat hanger. Oh, it's a coat! I glance around the small space. We're surrounded by coats. Wait a sec. We're in a coat room! There are about 100 coats all around. Leather coats, wool coats, mink coats, hats, shoes, ponchos. Are we at the dry cleaners? Jonah asks. It's a closet. A coat closet, I think, I say. The door to the closet is slightly ajar, and a stream of candlelight is shining in. I don't remember Snow having a closet like this, Jonah says. No. What's that sound? Do you hear music? Jonah nods. There are trumpets and some drums. Dance music. Is it a party? The closet door swings open. Holding a green cloth coat, a skinny young man with a goatee and wearing a purple uniform grabs a hanger off the pole. I try to duck, but it's too late. What are you doing in here? He screeches. We're not sure? I say like it's a question. You kids better not be stealing coats, he yells. I'm up for a promotion and I can't get fired. We're not, we swear, I hurry to say. We're here to see snow, Jonah adds. The guy blinks. It's snowing? I should salt the stairs. Not snow the weather, Jonah explains. Snow the person. The guy shakes his head. Snow is a name? Yes, I say. She's the queen. Who is this guy? He hangs up the green cloth coat. Clarissa is the queen of Flume. Flume, I repeat. Yes, Flume. We're in Zamel, I say. No, the skinny guy says, tugging on his goatee. Flume. Rhymes with room, Jonah says. And loom, the guy says. He eyes us suspiciously. You're not from here, are you? We're from Smithville, I say. Is that far? He asks. About a mirror away, I mumble. So there's definitely no Snow White here? I wonder where we are. Another story, maybe. You said the queen is Clarissa? And the king is Eugene, and the prince is Jordan. Is there a princess? I ask. Not yet. Of course, we're all hoping that will change. How old are you? 9? 10 and a half, thank you very much. Humph. I try to push past him, but he blocks my way. What are you doing here? He asks. He looks me over. Are you the court jester? My cheeks burn. No, I am not. I really did not think this pajama-wearing plan through. Well, you're too young to be eligible for marriage. No kidding. A man and a woman, both wearing sheepskin coats, approach the coat man. "Don't go anywhere," the coat man says to us. "I have to help them." Right. And where would we go? We're stuck in a closet. He bows to the couple. The guy's wearing a tuxedo, and she's in a long satin dress. We are at a party. A fancy party. "Oh my gosh, we're at a fancy party, and I'm wearing pajamas," I exclaim to Jonah. "How embarrassing. Maybe I should just stay in the closet." "Do you think it's a wedding?" Jonah asks.
"Maybe.
A sweet 16.
"Could be.
A bat mitzvah?"
"I don't know, Jonah. I'm going to have a bat mitzvah when I'm 12. There's no way it will be this fancy, though."
I peek at the woman as her escort hands her coat to the coat guy.
Speaking of fancy,
her dress is covered in shiny beads and sequins and has a huge poofy skirt. She's wearing a ball gown, which makes this a ball.
A ball.
We're at a ball. My head nearly explodes. "Jonah! Look at her dress! Do you know what this means?"
"You're really, really underdressed?"
I wave my hand. "You're hardly wearing a tuxedo, but besides that, we're at a ball. Think, who has a ball?"
"I have a soccer ball. I think it's somewhere in the backyard, but I..."
"Not that kind of ball, Jonah. A ball ball. A party ball. We went through the mirror, but we're not in Snow White's story. We're at a ball, and there's a prince. A prince looking for his princess. We're in..." His eyes light up.
"Africa? Mars? Buckingham Palace?"
I smile. "No, Jonah. Cinderella."